You're listening to Vatican Radio. Leaders of all the Christian churches in Jerusalem have condemned the recent escalation of violence at the Temple Mount, or Haram al-Sharif, a site sacred to Christians, Muslims and Jews. Last Friday, three Arab-Israeli gunmen opened fire on police officers stationed at one of the gates adjacent to the holy site. Two policemen were killed before the attackers were shot dead as they fled back into the Temple Mount complex. In a joint statement, the heads of all 13 Christian communities in the city strongly condemned the attack and voiced their concern about any changes to the historical agreement regulating access to religious sites in the Holy Land. The so-called status quo governing ownership of the holy places was drawn up in the 18th century. The Christian leaders say any threat to its continuity and integrity could easily lead to serious and unpredictable consequences. They also pray for a just and lasting peace throughout the region. I spoke to one of the signatories of the statement, Palestinian Bishop Munib Younan, head of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Jordan and the Holy Land.
We have denounced, the violence and the attack that has been there, and our position is very clear. Holy places are places for worship, meditation, and prayer, not places for conflict or war or fighting or disagreement or conflict. And that is for us very, very important in Jerusalem. Of course, the measures that were taken also afterwards, which was a collective measure that has really raised the tensions, in Jerusalem. The Haram al-Sharif was closed on Muslims to pray last Friday. And of course, at the same time, they have had metal detectors. And of course, we believe in the free access to holy places, that people must enter, freely. And you cannot punish, adherents of one religion because of an attack by two persons.
How difficult is it, though, to guarantee security in a site like that that continues to be such a source of tension?
Ramadan, every Friday, at least there were 400,000 to 500,000 who entered to Al-Haram al-Sharif, and the checkposts were open, and nothing happened. And always everything went smoothly. And this is not only this year, it was all the successive years. It goes smoothly. For us, it's very important, as Christian churches, to respect the historical status quo, which is not only a Jerusalem status quo, which is ratified in the last century in Paris and in Berlin. So we must stick to the historical status quo and not change it. And especially these holy sites in Jerusalem are under the custodianship of King Abdullah II of Jordan.
The attack was strongly condemned, wasn't it, by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, but it was also praised by other more extremist groups, including Hamas. How do you, as Christian leaders there, how do you try to combat the view shared by many still that violence is the only answer to the Israeli occupation?
First of all, I think, it was President Mahmoud Abbas who has condemned it. Also, the King of Jordan has condemned it. And I think, in our statement, it's very clear we condemn any attack. We don't believe in violence. Certainly, in the Palestinian society, there are people who maybe think different, and who are really maybe radical and who condone such things. But, the vast majority of Palestinians, are not condoning that. And secondly, the mistrust at the moment, which is between Palestinians and Israelis, is so deep that it needs a political solution in order to find that the occupation will end and will not stay forever. Now, as long as the Israeli occupation, which is considered illegal, continues, there are tensions. Extremism will go, but in general, the Palestinian people do not believe in violence. They believe in a peaceful resolution, in order that the occupation may end.
Currently, the chief rabbinate prohibits, doesn't it, Jews from entering the Temple Mount. And yet there are concerns about proposals or requests by some groups to build a new temple on this site. How concerned are you about these proposals?
I think, first of all, I think the chief rabbinate have taken the right position. And this position is a theological one. And at the same time, this is what I'm trying to say. We should not allow any radical group, being Jewish or or Muslim or Christian, to make all of us hostages. Holy places must be respected. The historical status quo must be respected. Such things will only create more tensions, will invite more extremism. And so, I mean, we are not in need of that in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, what we have, heads of churches with the chief rabbinate, with the Islamic, you know, leadership signed, we have a code of conduct to respect each other's holy places and not to create any provocation against the other. Respecting, you know, the historical status quo and free access for the worshippers is really prerequisite, you know, for having, you know, peace in Jerusalem. We are afraid of those groups who are radical from any religion, that they want to transfer the political conflict into religious conflict, and we refuse it. It is a political conflict, and don't use holy places, don't use religions for the interest of some extremist groups who want to change always the historic status for their own political interests.
This is an important declaration from all the Christian churches there in the Holy Land, who, of course, as we know, have their own differences and difficulties sometimes. What else can you do? Is there anything else that you're trying to do there at the moment as a Christian community to try and somehow bring the other communities closer together?
Well, I think, you know, this is built also in 2015. We had also another statement by all heads of churches similar to that, to respecting the historical status quo. Secondly, I think we are, through, you know, the Council of Religious Institutions in the Holy Land, which is composed of the two chief rabbis of Israel, the Sfaradi and the Ashkenazi, with the heads of churches in Jerusalem, and with the chief judge of the Islamic court in the Palestinian Authority, always to be mediating and always to build bridges and trust with among the communities. It's very important that we play that role. We bridge build among the communities. But, you know, I want again to say the tensions are very high, and we need to bring peace based on justice for Jerusalem. I mean, we religious leaders cannot bring peace to the Middle East, but peace in the Middle East cannot come without us. We are trying through education, through our social ministries, through our dialogues, in order to create a trust, to build bridges, and so on. But, you know, it is not an easy work, because the hatred, the extremism, the mistrust is so deep. Unless we find a political positive movement, things will not change.
My thanks to Bishop Munib Younan, head of the Lutheran Church of Jordan and the Holy Land.